From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Paw Paw Gumbo. It's the sound of Cajun accordions, fiddles, and guitars. Coming up on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Welcome tonight's host for Red Barn Radio, Donald Mason.
Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes Paw Paw Gumbo, a new Cajun-influenced band from Lexington. The group formed a few months ago as an outgrowth of David Wagner's Old Time Music Collective. The band is Shannon Arnold on guitar and triangle, Stephanie Jeter on bass and vocals, Tom Torino on Cajun accordions, fiddle and guitar, and David Wagner on fiddle and guitar. Please welcome these fine musicians to the Red Barn stage, Paw Paw Gumbo.
Daddy don't like what your mama don't. your daddy don't like. But don't you worry about your mama. Don't you worry about your mama. What your mama don't know, what your daddy don't like. What your mama don't know, what your daddy don't like. Don't you worry about your mama. Don't you worry about your mama. What your mama don't know, what your daddy don't like. What your mama don't know, what your daddy don't like. Got a paper in my shoe. Got a paper in my shoe. What your mama don't know, what your daddy don't like. What your mama don't know, what your daddy don't like.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Donald Mason, speaking with Pawpaw Gumbo. Here's Donald.
Good evening. We've got Pawpaw Gumbo here on Red Barn Radio. Nice to get this bright sound from this Cajun music. Tell us about how you are bringing this Cajun music to Lexington.
I used to live in Austin, Texas.
Tom Torino.
And travel over to Louisiana a fair amount, but Cajun bands came over to Austin. And I played in a band down there with an accordion player. And then when I moved to Illinois, quite a long time ago now, there were no button accordion players there, and I just felt it was the same thing all over again, although I didn't play the accordion then. So I got one, and I started working on it and started bands there of this type. And I've recently moved here to Lexington and felt the same way, that this music's just so wonderful. I play different music, but this is some of the happiest music I know, and so it's fun to bring it out to people.
Thank you.
you came together through this musical collective, David Wagner. You had this musical collective that you would bring musicians together. Did you have any idea that it would go in this direction?
No, this is a pretty new direction for the collective, which is mainly focused on old-time music and bluegrass music. It's more rooted in Kentucky.
David Wagoner.
I sure didn't expect it for myself personally either, but I'm delighted to be part of the band.
So we have David Wagoner on fiddle and guitar. We've got Shannon Arnold on guitar and triangle. Of course, we've got Tom Torino on the Cajun accordion, fiddle, and guitar. And welcome back to the show, Stephanie Jeter. You're not dancing as much. You're making the dance music tonight.
I am. I hope people are dancing along at home.
Tell us a little bit about how the whole group got together to make this sound as the Pawpaw Gumbo.
I first met both Tom and David while country dancing and
in
this very room.
Shannon Arnold.
And David would come and play in the open band. And that's where we met. And he was playing in other bands. And so that's how we came together.
And so we were playing in David's groups out at Windy Corners and other places. And I play five-string banjo in that situation. And I kept kind of saying, does anybody want to play Cajun music? And Stephanie played in that group. And so Stephanie joined up with us, and David joined up, and Shannon too.
Just joined us?
Tonight, we're with Pawpaw Gumbo
on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
Tell us a little bit about this guitar you have behind you that I'm not sure what that is.
This is actually a guitar made in Austin, Texas. There's a new company down there called Republic. If any of my radio listeners have seen the Road Warrior movies, particularly the second one, where they put all these weird vehicles together in kind of a surrealistic way. That's what this guitar looks like. It's made out of brass, and it's got sort of green, what do you call that when the metal?
Patina, maybe?
Corrosion. Corrosion.
It's the rusty guitar.
And so it's just a really weird looking guitar. I call it the Road Warrior guitar. It's a tricone resonator. Pretty new, actually. This company in Austin's making great, great metal resonator guitars. And resonator guitars come from early 20th century. It was a way of getting more volume out of an acoustic guitar before big PA systems were available, when people were starting to play in bigger theaters. The same thing happened with banjos when they put resonators on them. The big thing back then was to try to get instruments that produced more volume, and that's what that was about.
Down in the willow garden.
I'm going to do one more tune for you. This one's called The Cannonball Blues. It's another Carter Family tune, and I think they got this one from Leslie Riddle, who probably was a very similar guitar player to Tom here in style. And it's kind of one of their bluesier numbers. Oh, listen to the train coming down the line, trying to make up all of her lost time, from Buffalo to Washington.
So you talk also about going back with this sound. Bluegrass, of course, goes back.
You could put the migration from people from Arcadia, Canada. They were exiled French people when the British took over, and they were exiled for 10 years, and they landed in Louisiana, southern Louisiana, not New Orleans. Everybody thinks of New Orleans. It's not really there. It's around Lafayette and further west and south. So they landed there, and they formed a colony. And originally, the music was either vocal or it was fiddles, twin fiddles. And then the accordion comes in and spoils everything at the end of the 19th century. By the 1920s, really a kind of key instrument for that style. But Cajun culture goes back to like the mid-1700s. I have a funny bluegrass story being in Lexington. So we're out at Windy Corners, and everybody's so used to hearing bluegrass there. And we went out there and played this music one night, and someone came up to us and said, "I didn't know if they used accordion in bluegrass." Everything is bluegrass here, and if it's an accordion's in it, it's still bluegrass. next one is a tune that I learned recently from a recording by Michael Doucet, who's a very famous Cajun fiddler, and the leader of the group Beau Soleil. Actually, it was the first Cajun band I ever heard. I used to live in Vermont, and believe it or not, they made it all the way up there in the 1970s. So that was the first time I ever heard Cajun music, and I moved to Texas soon after that, and that's when this whole sort of love affair began.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Pawpaw Gumbo, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Pawpaw Gumbo after this break.